Now, the United States has launched a second round of airstrikes against ISIL militants in Iraq's Kurdistan region. The Pentagon has said the targets were near the Kurdistan Regional Government's capital, Erbil. A number of ISIL Takfiri Baathist insurgents were reportedly killed in the attack, which used 8 laser-guided bombs. The first round of the U.S. air attacks was conducted earlier on Friday. The U.S. says it hit ISIL after the Takfiris shelled Kurdish forces defending Erbil, where U.S. personnel are stationed. Washington also says it will hit ISIL again if it threatens U.S. interests in Iraq. Meanwhile, the White House has conditioned military support for Iraq in its campaign against ISIL on Baghdad, forming a new inclusive government.
Once that government has formed, we would anticipate, and we will certainly be continuing to urge that government to pursue an inclusive governing agenda so that they can unite the country to confront the threat that's posed by ISIL. And the United States stands ready to support the formation of that government and that government's efforts to repel the advance of ISIL, and that includes, where necessary, the deployment of military force. It will not include, however, the additional American combat troops being deployed to Iraq.
Pretty close. Let's talk to Press TV's Altaf Ahmed, our correspondent in Erbil. Altaf, first of all, tell us more about the targets attacked. How significant were they?
Well, Hassan, they were quite significant because apparently the jets have dropped laser-guided bombs on artillery pieces which were being used against the Kurdish forces in regions that are not too far from the Kurdish capital. We're talking about Mahmur, we're talking about Gwer, we're talking about Khazar, which are 50 to 60 kilometers away from the Kurdish capital city of Erbil. So basically, this is very significant, especially as we know that the Peshmergas have been fighting very fiercely in the last couple of days against ISIL militants on several fronts here in northwestern Iraq and in northern Iraq in the region of Sinjar and Zumar as well, where we know that ISIL's advance in those regions has displaced some 200,000 Yazidi citizens who live in that region, and we also have 30 to 40,000 other Yazidis currently stranded on Sinjar Mountain without any food or water. The United States of America has said that they have also dropped food packs and water as well to the people who are stuck on the mountain. However, this piece of news is yet to be confirmed. Now, there is something that we should mention, is that tonight here in Erbil, Mr. Hoshyar Zebari, who was Iraq's foreign minister until July when he was attacked by Mr. Maliki at the heels of the Kurds having boycotted cabinet meetings in Baghdad, Mr. Hoshyar Zebari has actually lauded the U.S. strike, saying that the Kurdish troops are now preparing to reclaim the regions taken by ISIL. However, more importantly, he announced that he verified that there is a security and military cooperation now taking place between Baghdad and Erbil. This particular statement was also backed by the claims of Mr. Fuad Hussein, who is the chief of staff of the KRG's president, who also thanked the U.S. and the Iraqi central government and Iran and Turkey for aiding the semi-autonomous Kurdish province in its fight against ISIL. I think that at this point, the Kurds are realizing that when it comes to fighting ISIL, they can't go it alone, and they do need Baghdad for this. So I think these particular statements show a great de-escalation of tensions between Erbil and Baghdad, especially as we know that Erbil had, in the last couple of months, had called for a referendum on statehood and had begun exporting oil in defiance at Baghdad and had even expanded its formal borders by some 40%, making use of the pain that ISIL has inflicted on Iraq to sort of make some gains.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Press TV's Altaf Ahmed, a correspondent reporting from Erbil.